The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him, saying, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy something to eat." But he said in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" And he asked, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they found out, they said to him, "We have 5 loaves and 2 fish. So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows of hundreds and fifties. Then, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing. He broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments from what was left over and some fish. And those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men." The Gospel of the Lord. Reflecting on this gospel requires much more time than we have here in our few minutes of homily. This is the only miracle which appears in all 4 gospels. It's the only one. And in Mark and in Matthew, there are 2 miracles of feedings, one of 5,000 and one of 4,000. In Luke and in John, there's just 1 remembrance of Jesus feeding the multitude. Very clearly, it's meant to carry the theology of the Eucharist. That's especially true. You'll find that in chapter 6 in the Gospel of John. In all of John's Gospel, chapter 6, the feeding of the multitude, is the Eucharistic theology in the Gospel of John. As you know, it doesn't appear at the Last Supper. So John's theology of Eucharist is revealed in the feeding of the multitude. Notice here how Jesus blesses the bread, looks up to heaven, and he blesses the bread, and then he gives it to be shared. Notice also a detail here is very important. They didn't come to Jesus to be fed with bread. They listened to Jesus. They came to be fed by the Word of God. And the Word of God detained them, engaged them, so that in due time they were hungry for food. But they didn't come looking. They didn't come to the giving bank looking for food. They came to hear the Word of God. They came to connect with Jesus Christ. And after some time, they were hungry. There are many features here that are very well worth reflecting on. Notice that Jesus, after he performs a miracle, gives the loaves and the bread to the 12 to be shared with those who were hungry. Now, he didn't say, "Share with those who qualify." He didn't say, "Share with those who are worthy." He said, "Share with those who are hungry." And therefore, when we reflect on the Eucharist, it will be far more important for us to begin to investigate the gift and the meaning of the Eucharist rather than concentrate on who is worthy. None of us is worthy, not one of us. It's a gift of life. So when we look at this, sometimes I have found, and maybe you have found too in the church, that those whom we deem unworthy are those who hunger most for the Eucharist. Those in the church who think they're worthy are so familiar with the Eucharist that it doesn't have the same impact. I have found that people who we tell you can't go to the Eucharist are the ones that hunger the most to go to the Eucharist. That's worth reflecting on. St. Augustine, speaking about this, says, speaking about the Eucharist, he says, "Behold who you are and become what you receive." Become the Eucharist. It's not a matter of receiving the Eucharist. It's more than that. It's becoming the Eucharist. So how do I become Eucharist? Now I come to Mass this morning and I receive the Eucharist. How do I become Eucharist for people today? How do I feed those who are hungry? There are many kinds of hunger. There are people hungry for forgiveness. How do I feed them with forgiveness? The miracle happened to me and called me to become Eucharist. How do I become Eucharist? How to become the image of Jesus Christ today? To heal the lepers, forgave the sinners, welcome those who were unworthy, blessed all people without exception. How do I become this Eucharistic person today in my life? Sometimes we get caught up in the entanglements of laws and so forth, and we lose touch with the miracle that's given to us in the Eucharist that's meant to transform us. We are going to be transformed by the gift of the Eucharist. So that we'll be kind and we won't hold people by judgments and we won't divide people. We'll draw people, we'll bless people. Oh my. The miracle of the Eucharist is not something that happens at the 8:15 Mass. That's the beginning of the miracle. The miracle is when we go forth into the world and we become Eucharist for other people. We touch the hungers of people. Important issues in our social order. How do we become Eucharist? Life-giving, sharing, generous people for the world. To tell the world, God has spoken to us, we have been blessed, we have been transformed by the Eucharist, and now you will see that transformation in the manner in which I live. Now, we could talk for a long time about the theology of the Eucharist here, but given the short few moments we have, I would really like to emphasize the St. Augustine theology, which is today, on this day, I will begin here by receiving the miracle of the Eucharist. And I will go forth from here and witness to the world a Eucharistic person alive, sharing the life of Christ. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.